We're going to talk about the prophet plan. What did the prophet do? Okay, the plan has 6 items. Number 1. Yeah. So the plan of the prophet had 6 items. 1, travel south. 2, hide in cave tower. 3, guide men. 3, guide men, does it have an E between the D? Guide men like this? Guide men. 4, food supply.
Oh my God. Sabrina.
5, news supply. Six. Cover. Foot. Prints. So, what are the 6 items in the plan? The first item, travel south instead of north. 2, hide in the cave. 3, make arrangements for a guide man to take him around. 4, food supply. Who was supplying the food? Asma bint Abu Bakr.
Right.
Asma, she was the one who's supplying the food. So Asma bint Abu Bakr was the one who's supplying the food. Guess who was supplying the news? It's Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr. Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr. So, Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr was 10 years old. Two veils. Okay. So, it's very important to know that the one who was supplying the Asma Abu Bakr, and also she was also doing the cover footprint thing. Say alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah. Okay. Look at here. How about the footprints? Go ahead.
What do you mean by 2 veils?
I'm coming to that. What about the footprints? The footprints of the Prophet and Abu Bakr, what happens to them? Can the...
Can you stand over there? I can't see.
Okay.
It covers it?
No, I'm talking about the... erasing the footprint.
No.
The 2 veils, I'm coming to it. She used to cut her veil, or she did cut her veil into 2 pieces.
Veil.
One.
It's B-E-I-I-L. Yeah.
What's a veil?
Veil's
like
V-E-I-L.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Or it could be the whale that's laying on the
person. Oh. So she had the veil. This is why they call her the woman with two veils. She had two veil. She had the veil. So she cut it into two pieces. One piece to hide the food in for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and her father Abu Bakr. And then the second piece was to wear it as hijab. So it is famously well known in the Islamic history, known as the woman of two veils. So if you ever see that question, who's the woman of two veils? She is Asma bint Abu Bakr. Okay? And okay, she's Asma bint Abu Bakr, I'm sorry. So she did the food supply and hide the footsteps. How? Or like erase the footsteps.
In sand, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't her footsteps be there?
Yeah.
Because you're not behind her, so like you're walking backwards.
So you wouldn't know if it's hers or not.
Look, there's a difference between the size of a girl's footsteps and that of a guy's.
No, but you can cover up your own footsteps. Really. Like when
you think that she's going to walk and mess up the footprints? That's a footprint by itself. You can't make the cover, natural cover of the sand. If you do it with your hand like this, it will
wait,
observable.
Shoes?
Leather shoes. They tie it on the feet.
But that means you can't see the footprints on the shoe.
Well, footprint means like trace them. Whether it's a footstep or shoe print or footprint, they mean the same thing. Now the Arabs used to have very professional tracers who can trace the footprints or the shoe prints, okay? And they are expert in it. So now we want to cover that. So guess what she did? She brought her cattle. She used to shepherd. She was a shepherd. And she had a large number of cattle, like a large number of sheep. Guess what she did? She would walk back and forth like that. If the Prophet Muhammad was traveling this way, so she keep walking like this with the sheep, leaving prints of the sheep in there.
Oh, that would be confusing.
Yeah, exactly. They won't know anything about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He cannot be traced this way. So she did two things. New food supply and cover with the footprints. Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr, her brother, he did the new supply. He was 10 years old. So he will go to the meeting place where the bad guys, who are the bad guys? The Arab lords. So who were the bad guys? The Arab lords, whom they had a conflict of interest with Islam. So they loved Prophet Muhammad and used to call him what before he brought Islam? Sadiq al-Amin, right? But when he brought Islam, he became the liar, the witch, the crazy, the insane, the witchcrafter, blah, blah. Why is that a change? He was living with them 40 years in the same place, in the town, Mecca. They know him very well. Why suddenly after 40 years, they changed their opinion about him? Exactly. Exactly. Because they have a conflict of interest with Islam, just like you said. Conflict of interest. Islam will make them lose their powers. So they love their powers more than they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please stop. Say alhamdulillah, but please stop. Now let me continue here. Who was providing the news? Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr. He was 10 years old. He goes to the place where the Arab lords meet and does what? Spy on them. He does what? Spy on them. Listen to the conversations. By the way, in the homework that I give, you have to answer the questions that I'm giving you. You don't just pick three questions and answer them. Like I say, I'm done with the 200 words. No, you need to cover all of the questions. Okay?
200 words are just a minimum.
don't think of it as a restriction, it's just a
word. Yeah. If you want, I would like to, I can raise it to 1,000 words.
That's perfectly all right.
But as a minimum, you need to cover... As a minimum, you need to cover the questions that I ask. Okay.
But do 1,000 words, and I'll give you, like, extra credit.
So...
Yeah, that's going to happen.
So, you got it now? You got how it works? How the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did everything? Can you... Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr used to supply the news. Why? He would go play like a kid in the place where the Arab lords meet, and then he would listen to them making conspiracies, like conspire against the Prophet. He would listen to that, and then he would go and tell the Prophet. Now, why would they let him? Because he's a 10 years old boy. They could not imagine that this 10 years old boy is a spy. So the Prophet thought about it very well. And also, Asma and Muhammad, both are the children of who? Abu Bakr. Right? They will not betray him. Okay? So that is for sure. They will not betray them. And these are two weak people, so they are not going to get the attention of the Arab lords. Now, can you think of anything else the Prophet could have done? Can you think of anything else? Think with me. What else can he do? Really? That's all. I mean, that's everything available to him. But here is the problem now. He plans and they plan. So what was their plan? They could not kill him because of the civil war. Okay. Before Hijrah, they could not kill the Prophet because of a civil war. So write down with a big font, they could not, before Hijra, they could not kill the Prophet because they are afraid of civil war.
Who's they?
The Arab lords. So they could not, the Arab lords could not kill the Prophet before immigration. Why? You think he was dead, why don't just kill him? Because it will cause a civil war in Mecca. How? This is the Arabian tradition. You kill one of our people, our tribe, we will go after you in a war. Okay? So what happens if they kill Prophet Muhammad? This is what will happen. Then Banu Hashim, which is the clan of Prophet Muhammad, will team up with their coalition of other clans and fight the tribe of the killer and the coalition of the killer. You understand what's going on here? That protected the Prophet. The fear of a civil war. They know this civil war will destroy Mecca and will split Mecca into two pieces. And there will be a big, huge civil war that everybody will be killed. They're not stupid. They know exactly what will happen. So now they got sick of him because the number of believers are starting to
rise.
And this is a threat to them, because if he has enough number, he can throw them out of power. Right? And that's what he did later. He threw them out of power, and then he made a ruler or a governor that will take care of Mecca and make sure that everything is fairly divided. So now, back to the story. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not be killed. The Arab lords could not kill him because they are afraid of civil war. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number of believers started going and going and going, despite the media war they launched against the Prophet. They went into the media in Mecca. Muhammad is crazy. They didn't watch TV, but the guy with the drum goes around.
Alhamdulillah.
Muhammad is crazy. Dun, 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 dun. Muhammad is crazy. Boom, 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 boom.
He
said
that
an angel came. Boom, 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 boom. And said to him words. Dun, boom, 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 boom. Muhammad, how many wings is the angel? Boom, 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 boom. Angel, angel. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. They mock the prophets. You see how am I mocking? Boom, boom, boom. How many wings the angel have? Okay, and they made fun of the Prophet, and they made media war. Now, The prophet was accused with all kinds of accusation. Anyway, at one point, the prophet, they could not tolerate it. Because the prophet, they found out that the prophet had a deal with the people of Medina, and he will go to them to establish a state. And then if prophet established a state, then they are in trouble. So guess what did they do? They decided to kill him.
There's only 25 minutes of Sunday school left, so are we going to the Hajj thing?
They have to get you from here.
But
from the classroom. So you will stay with me until they come.
Should I check on what's going on?
No, no. No, no, no. They can take their time. Tell them that I want to be the last class because the subject is nice. Okay. I'm giving you the class of today and next time. So, I love it. So,
it's an hour long.
Now, what did they decide to do? To kill the prophet and avoid civil war. What would be your suggestion? To kill the prophet and avoid civil war.
Destroy his reputation.
Huh?
They would try to make it so nobody would know who to kill us. They do it in secret. Everyone
in
the prophet, no?
No. Okay. It's a small
town. I know
town.
The answer, but...
Everybody knows. Huh? Anybody?
Yeah, me.
Go ahead.
No one asked you, Lena.
Let's see.
Exactly. I know the story, so... They took one person from every tribe because by the time Prophet Muhammad, because it's one tribe against so many tribes, and so one person from every tribe, maybe there's 20 tribes, and you can't fight, that's like practically an army, and it would be Muhammad's tribe against the rest of Mecca.
40 different tribes. This is what they did. They brought the strongest and the fiercest, the most strong and the most fearless guy.
Fiercest.
Guy in every tribe. Okay? They brought the Superman of every tribe. How many tribes? 40. How many tribes again? 40 tribes. Now, they made an arrangement that all 40, as soon as Muhammad comes out of his house, all the 40 will kill him. So all the 40 will kill him. All right? Now, what happens if 40 tribes kill the prophet? The tribe of the prophet and the allies are not going to be able to fight 40 tribes. So then they will have to accept the monetary compensation. They have to accept the what? Monetary compensation. Right? So we compensate them like 100,000 camels, okay? And that's it, we get out of it. So, what was the plan?
Plan.
To kill the prophet without civil war in Mecca.
Yeah.
What is it? Bring 40 persons, strongest 40.
Yeah.
Okay. People 40 knights from every tribe. So they have 40 tribes against the clan of the prophet and their allies.
Yeah.
The war is going to be... unfair at all. So they will have to accept the what?
What are you doing?
They have to accept the monetary compensation. They have to accept the what? So they have to accept. Come on. They have to accept the monetary compensation. Got it? So now here is the prophet in his house. And the house is surrounded by 40 sword. 40 knights. 40 best knights. Yelena, come and write 40 best knights. Yeah. Lena. Just write down 40 knights from 40 different tribes. Okay, so guess what happens? Before the prophet leaves his house, Allah, when they did that, Allah gave him the message to leave. So he started leaving. Now, before he leaves his house, there was one more item that I forgot to mention. item number 7. Item number 7 in the plan was item 7. Item number 7 is to listen to me, please. Stop talking. Item number 7, leave Ali. Who is Ali ibn Abi Talib?
32, 33, 34.
Yes. His cousin of the Prophet, and he married Sayyida, what? Husband of Sayyida Fatima. It's the only lineage of the Prophet Muhammad that survived. Like only this, the children of Fatima are the only descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? So here we go. He made arrangement for with Ali to stay in his bed. Why do you think he made arrangement with him to stay in the bed? Why do you think? Two reasons. Number one, when they peek from the window,
they'll think that he's in there.
Yeah.
Think that he's in there.
Yes, exactly. So they don't think that the Prophet left. They think that the Prophet is sleeping still. Is that it? No. There's another reason. The second reason is that, remember, they used to trust the Prophet with property and precious things? Like, let's say I'm traveling, let's say, to Syria or to Palestine, okay? And I want to put my money in a safe place. There were no banks at that time. Guess they used to put their money with who? With who? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, because he was the most honest, most trustworthy. More honest and most trustworthy. So that's the second reason. The second reason is to do the return money. Return. Return. Trusted.
Yeah, that's why they put their money in.
Items. And fool the bad guys. Okay. So okay. So now guess what happened. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam planned. Look. Look at the problem. There is a very exciting thing that's going to happen here. Open your ears. The Prophet planned to everything. But he was surprised. Surprised by who? The night he was traveling, what happened? He was surprised by 40 knights from 40 different tribes with sharp swords. Foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Like that. All of them like that. And the Prophet is inside.
Well, only.
Just imagine for a second. That's it. The plan of the Prophet failed, right?
Or so.
So then now the Prophet becomes desperate. So here now the Prophet becomes desperate. You got it? So now the Prophet becomes what?
Desperate.
Good. Desperate means he did everything he can do, right? So now Allah makes a difference between believers and unbelievers now. Because the Prophet Muhammad had good relation with Allah, Allah granted him tawfiq with a miracle. How? Guess what happened? Guess how did Allah help him? After he did everything in his power, he failed. So Allah helped him. How? Guess how? Guess how Allah helped him? Because now he became desperate. He tried everything and he failed. He's stuck in his home with 40 knights around. How did Allah help him?
Give him a...
No. No. Simpler than that. Easier than that.
They realized that they came
from... Huh? They what? Huh? Think. What happened to the 40 knights? Huh? What did you say?
What?
What did you say about happening to the 40 nights?
Oh, 40 nights.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like
there was
night
an earthquake.
And day.
No. The 40 nights surrounding.
Yeah. Okay. So they probably
The 40 soldiers
thought of like the truth, and they realized, and they didn't go after.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
They had a plan that he will. They fenced the prophet foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Fenced the prophet house. He comes out, he's dead man. That's it.
Wait.
Okay, here's the home. They surrounded his home.
Yeah.
With 40 soldiers, strong soldiers or knights. Okay.
Yes.
And but the prophet becomes desperate. If he goes out, what's going to happen to him?
Die.
Did he try everything in his power?
Wait, he could act like he was dead.
No.
That wouldn't work because then it would raise the question, how did he die? Then they'd be like, he's pretending to be dead because
kill him.
Do you think you can tell the difference between a... Just a minute. Do you know you can't tell the difference between a dead person or a live person?
Yeah. Well, you can. You can
because you can feel
their
heartbeat.
No.
But
not only that, when somebody dies, he turns into blue color right away.
What? Well, I thought it was going white.
And plus my muscles hardened, so
my,
they can't,
oh, yeah,
you can't go like,
because
it hurts really a lot.
My sister, she died last September, December, and then my other sister said that she died in 1 minute, and as soon as she was dying, her skin, her color turned into blue.
Whoa!
Why is that so cool?
Well, if you don't breathe, don't you also turn into blue?
Or purple.
But like, yeah.
The blood can't circulate.
Anyway, it turns into...
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, come on. Now, we this is very obvious. People can figure out the difference between a dead man and a live man.
I'm sorry, I suggested that.
Now, guess what happened? Something miraculous.
Oh, no.
They're scheduled to go to the hospital.
So, yay! I'll see you next week, inshallah, huh?
So, basically, we're gonna go to the right now. Leave your stuff here.
Yeah, so leave all of your stuff here, and you'll come back and get it after you're done. And,